Right, European Union has warned the United States against imposing unilateral sanctions on other countries. EU urged the U.S. to coordinate its measures with its European partners, saying new U.S. Congress sanctions on Russia, Iran, and North Korea could lead to, quote, unintended consequences. This comes as the EU is making efforts to diversify its energy sources from Russia. Berlin's already warned of retaliation if the U.S. goes ahead with imposing sanctions on German companies that are involved in constructing a new pipeline that runs from the Balkan Sea to import Russian gas. Republicans and Democrats in Congress concluded a new sanctions bill on Saturday to be implemented against Tehran, Moscow, and Pyongyang. And joining us via phone is Mr. Bill Jones out of Leesburg of the Executive Intelligence Review. Hello, Mr. Jones. Thanks for joining us back on the program. Now, what are the ramifications here, and how can this hit a lot of countries, so to say, below the belt if the U.S. does not coordinate these moves and just does these things arbitrarily at the flick of a coin?
Well, this is the U.S. Congress, and they do pretty much everything at the flip of a coin. It's not clear that the sanctions are going to go through or will not be vetoed by President Trump. He wants a different relationship with Russia. And there's obviously a fight here because the whole intelligence establishment and a lot of the Republican establishment are not happy with having a new relationship with Russia. But the president seems to be intent on doing it, and therefore will probably take whatever measures necessary in order to do whatever he can to see to it that that new sanctions don't go through. But of course, Congress has its own way of doing things, and if a veto is overridden, as it could very well be, then there's not much the president can do except find other means of trying to establish some kind of a rapport with Russia.
But you've seen that he's been kind of, you've seen what they've tried. They're trying to steamroll him, and stop his any kind of thing he wants to set up with the Russians. You've seen the witch hunt that's been set out for him, and even so that he wants to, whatever he wants to establish with Moscow. Right now, it seems like he needs to try to win Congress too, and try to get some of the senators on his side to try to get some of his legislation through. So he's kind of in murky waters, isn't he?
He's in very murky waters. Well, it's really a test of his leadership to see how far he can go with this. He had a lot of trouble with the health care bill, as you've noticed. And this is, of course, even more important than that. But the president does have a certain executive powers to even move in a different direction than Congress. And I'm sure he's going to use all of these, as many as possible, in order to follow through on what he believes is his policy of creating a lowering the threshold of tension between Russia, working together with them on issues like Syria and other important problems, and overcoming, I think, also trying to persuade enough of the Congress to see the light, the reason behind what he's trying to do.
And there's a lot of the countries, a lot of even U.S. allies, that feel the U.S. is, perhaps kind of not overstepping, but maybe becoming too excessive with the sanctions regime internationally. It's starting to hurt a lot of the U.S.'s friends and a lot of times the U.S. itself, isn't it?
Oh, it certainly has. And there have been a lot of problems, between the U.S. and the Europeans and others with regard to the sanctions. But it seems to me that that the policy that the new president has put into place is a policy of trying to not work together with allies on issues that they feel agreement with, and to create strong relations with, in particular, Russia and China. And not everybody is happy with that. There are certain fears and concerns about both Russia and China among both Democrats and Republicans. And unfortunately, President Obama has succeeded in bringing most of the Democratic Party in his Get Trump campaign. We've never seen the likes of anything like that, of a president who has left office, who is drumming up support to get rid of the president that followed up. But now we have that kind of a situation we have to deal with. But Trump is a tough cookie. He does have support. He knows how to talk to people and to pressure them. And if he can find their weak points where he can maybe twist a few arms, I think he can do it. But he's going to have a rough road to hoe going forward. But I think what he's trying to do is well worth the effort. And I think he could very well succeed.
Thank you for your input there, Mr. Bill Jones, joining us once again out of Leesburg of the Executive Intelligence Review.